Ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Soothe to Sleep Stories. Thank you for joining me on day 23 of Soft-Spoken Bible in a Year as I share the word with you in a soft-spoken manner. This is where I pray that the word goes into your spirit and soul, mind and body as you sleep or relax. We will begin with Genesis chapter 39, verse 1 through chapter 41, verse 13, and the Gospel of Matthew chapter 16. Then we will conclude with the eventide portion from God Calling for day 23. But before we begin, let's pray. Dear Adonai, Elohim, Heavenly Father, thank you again for another day where we get to explore your timeless principles and treasures, and be exposed to your heart. Be exposed to the different facets of your heart. Thank you for anointing this podcast with your sweet Holy Spirit. May this glorify you, Father, and Jesus. And thank you for blessing those who are listening now and in time to come. Help us all to walk out the destiny that you have for us, not the destiny and plan that the enemy has for us, Lord, but your purpose and plan. Give us a hunger and a thirst to know you more and more as your plan and purpose for our lives unfold. Thank you for your supernatural love. Without your love sustaining us, Lord, we wouldn't make it. Thank you, sweet Holy Spirit, for opening the eyes of our understanding, our spiritual eyes. Thank you for your breath, hovering over your words, for revelation from heaven as we read through the Bible in a year on this 23rd day. In Jesus' name I pray, by the power of your sweet Holy Spirit. Amen. Genesis chapter 39, Joseph's success in Egypt. Now Joseph had been taken down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an Egyptian officer of Pharaoh, the captain of the bodyguard, bought him from the Ishmaelites who had taken him down there. And the Lord was with Joseph, so he became a successful man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. Now his master saw that the Lord was with him, and how the Lord caused all that he did to prosper in his hand. So Joseph found favor in his sight, and became his personal servant, and he made him overseer over his house, and all that he owned he put in his charge. And it came about that from the time he made him overseer in his house, and over all that he owned, the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house on account of Joseph. Thus the Lord's blessing was upon all that he owned, in the house and in the field. So he left everything he owned in Joseph's charge, and with him there, he did not concern himself with anything except the food which he ate. Now, Joseph was handsome in form and appearance, and it came about after these events that his master's wife looked with desire at Joseph, and she said, "Lie with me." But he refused, and said to his master's wife, "Behold, with me here, my master does not concern himself with anything in the house, and he has put all that he owns in my charge. There is no one greater in this house than I. He has withheld nothing from me except you, because you are his wife. How then could I do this great evil and sin against God?" And it came about, as she spoke to Joseph day after day, that he did not listen to her to lie beside her or be with her. Now, it happened one day that he went into the house to do his work, and none of the men of the household was there inside. And she caught him by his garment, saying, "Lie with me." And he left his garment in her hand and fled, and went outside. When she saw that he had left his garment in her hand and had fled outside, she called to the men of her household and said to them, "See, he has brought in a Hebrew to us to make sport of us. He came in to me to lie with me, and I screamed. And it came about, when he heard that I raised my voice and screamed, that he left his garment beside me and fled, and went outside. So she left his garment beside her until his master came home. Then she spoke to him with these words, "The Hebrew slave whom you brought to us came into me to make sport of me. And it happened, as I raised my voice and screamed, that he left his garment beside me and fled outside." Now it came about, when his master heard the words of his wife, which she spoke to him, saying, "This is what your slave did to me, that his anger burned." So Joseph's master took him and put him into the jail, the place where the king's prisoners were confined, and he was there in the jail. But the Lord was with Joseph, and extended kindness to him, and gave him favor in the sight of the chief jailer. And the chief jailer committed to Joseph's charge all the prisoners who were in the jail, so that whatever was done there, he was responsible for it. The chief jailer did not supervise anything under Joseph's charge, because the Lord was with him, and whatever he did, the Lord made to prosper. Chapter 40. Joseph interprets a dream. Then it came about, after these things, the cupbearer and the baker for the king of Egypt offended their lord, the king of Egypt. And Pharaoh was furious with his two officials, the chief cupbearer and the chief baker. So he put them in confinement in the house of the captain of the bodyguard in the jail, the same place where Joseph was imprisoned. And the captain of the bodyguard put Joseph in charge of them, and he took care of them, and they were in confinement for some time. Then the cupbearer and the baker for the king of Egypt, who were confined in jail, both had a dream the same night, each man with his own dream, and each dream with its own interpretation. When Joseph came to them in the morning and observed them, behold, they were dejected. And he asked Pharaoh's officials who were with him in confinement in his master's house, "Why are your faces so sad today?" Then they said to him, "We have had a dream, and there is no one to interpret it." Then Joseph said to them, "Do not interpretations belong to God? Tell it to me, please." So the chief cupbearer told his dream to Joseph and said to him, "In my dream, behold, there was a vine in front of me, and on the vine were three branches. And as it was budding, its blossoms came out, and its clusters produced ripe grapes. Now Pharaoh's cup was in my hand, so I took the grapes and squeezed them into Pharaoh's cup, and I put the cup into Pharaoh's hand." Then Joseph said to him, "This is the interpretation of it. The three branches are 3 days. Within 3 more days, Pharaoh will lift up your head and restore you to your office, and you will put Pharaoh's cup into his hand according to your former custom when you were his cupbearer. Only keep me in mind when it goes well with you, and please do me a kindness by mentioning me to Pharaoh, and get me out of this house. For I was in fact kidnapped from the land of the Hebrews, and even here I have done nothing that they should have put me into the dungeon." When the chief baker saw that he had interpreted favorably, he said to Joseph, "I also saw in my dream, and behold, there were 3 baskets of white bread on my head. And in the top basket there were some of all sorts of baked food for Pharaoh, and the birds were eating them out of the basket on my head." Then Joseph answered and said, "This is its interpretation. The 3 baskets are 3 days. Within 3 more days, Pharaoh will lift up your head from you, and will hang you on a tree, and the birds will eat your flesh off you." Thus it came about on the 3rd day, which was Pharaoh's birthday, that he made a feast for all his servants, and he lifted up the head of the chief cupbearer and the head of the chief baker among his servants. And he restored the chief cupbearer to his office, and he put the cup into Pharaoh's hand, but he hanged the chief baker, just as Joseph had interpreted to them. Yet the chief cupbearer did not remember Joseph, but forgot him. Chapter 41, verses 1 through 13. Pharaoh's dream. Now it happened at the end of 2 full years that Pharaoh had a dream, and behold, he was standing by the Nile. And lo, from the Nile there came up 7 cows, sleek and fat, and they grazed in the marsh grass. Then behold, 7 other cows came up after them from the Nile, ugly and gaunt, and they stood by the other cows on the bank of the Nile. And the ugly and gaunt cows ate up the 7 sleek and fat cows. Then Pharaoh awoke, and he fell asleep and dreamed a second time, and behold, 7 ears of grain came up on a single stalk, plump and good. Then behold, 7 ears, thin and scorched by the east wind, sprouted up after them, and the thin ears swallowed up the 7 plump and full ears. Then Pharaoh awoke, and behold, it was a dream. Now it came about in the morning that his spirit was troubled, so he sent and called for all the magicians of Egypt and all its wise men, and Pharaoh told them his dreams, but there was no one who could interpret them to Pharaoh. Then the chief cupbearer spoke to Pharaoh, saying, "I would make mention today of my own offenses." Pharaoh was furious with his servants, and he put me in confinement in the house of the captain of the bodyguard, both me and the chief baker. And we had a dream on the same night, he and I. Each of us dreamed according to the interpretation of his own dream. Now a Hebrew youth was with us there, a servant of the captain of the bodyguard, and we related them to him, and he interpreted our dreams for us. To each one he interpreted according to his own dream. And it came about that just as he interpreted for us, so it happened. He restored me in my office, but he hanged him. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 16. Pharisees test Jesus. And the Pharisees and Sadducees came up, and testing him, asked him to show them a sign from heaven. But he answered and said to them, "When it is evening, you say, 'It will be fair weather, for the sky is red.' And in the morning, 'There will be a storm today, for the sky is red and threatening.' Do you know how to discern the appearance of the sky, but cannot discern the signs of the times? An evil and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and a sign will not be given it except the sign of Jonah." And he left them and went away. And the disciples came to the other side and had forgotten to take bread. And Jesus said to them, "Watch out, and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees." And they began to discuss among themselves, saying, "It is because we took no bread." But Jesus, aware of this, said, "You men of little faith, why do you discuss among yourselves that you have no bread? Do you not yet understand or remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000? And how many baskets you took up? Or the 7 loaves of the 4,000? And how many large baskets you took up? How is it that you do not understand that I did not speak to you concerning bread? But beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees." Then they understood that he did not say to beware of the leaven of bread, but of the teaching of the Pharisees and Sadducees. Now, when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he began asking his disciples, saying, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, and others Elijah, but still others, Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not overpower it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Then he warned the disciples that they should tell no one that he was the Christ. From that time, Jesus Christ began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem, or Yerushalayim, and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and be raised up on the third day. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, God forbid it, Lord. This shall never happen to you. But he turned and said to Peter, Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are not setting your mind on God's interests, but man's. Then Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life shall lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake shall find it. For what will a man be profited if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man is going to come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and will then recompense every man according to his deeds. Truly I say to you, there are some of those who are standing here who shall not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. God Calling Eventide, Day 23, January 23rd. Fear no evil. Jesus said, I am the Lord of your life, guardian of your inmost being, the Christ of God. Sheltered in my hidden place, no harm can befall you. Pray to know this. Let this truth become a part of your very consciousness, that where I am, no evil can be, and that therefore, when you abide in me, and I in you, no evil can touch you. Spiritual truths take sometimes many years to learn. Sometimes they come in a flash of sudden revelation. And so, let us unpack just a little bit of what happened today. Joseph. Not only was he rejected by his own brothers, but now he was framed in the household where he had favor with the captain of the guard. Potiphar's wife, she framed him, trying to convince the staff and her husband that Joseph tried to rape her when it was the other way around. And he just ran from temptation, ran. In such a way that he ran out of the house naked. She had his clothes in her hand. He ran out naked. And he went into the house to do his work. Such a noble feature. And it was like he was punished for working because nobody was in the house except her. So he was very vulnerable to her wicked ways. And then in the prison, even though he successfully interpreted the cupbearer and the chief baker's dreams when they were in prison, and he had the favor of the head of the prison, and he tended to the chief baker and the cupbearer, his interpretations came true. And even though the chief baker was killed, the cupbearer forgot him. Until it was time, 2 years later, when no one could interpret the dreams of Pharaoh. Sometimes, sweet friend, you may feel forgotten. God, did you forget me? God, why did this happen? Why did I do the right thing and yet I'm forgotten for it? But God never forgets, sweet friend. His timing is always perfect. It's a great reminder for me too. I've had many, many experiences of where it seemed like finally I was on the cusp of something big, and then, just like that, I was forgotten. But I figured if God orchestrated everything in the first place, then He will also bring to remembrance when it's time for my deeds to be remembered, which is part of his bigger plan and purpose, as we'll see tomorrow. And then in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 16, Jesus has to remind the disciples, remember what happened when I fed the 5,000 and the other time? And you're worried that we don't have any bread? No, he was talking about the teachings. Beware of the teachings of the Sadducees and Pharisees, the leaven and bread, spreading lies. And then I love how he says, don't tell anyone that I am Christ, the Son of God. It wasn't yet time. It's all about his timing. It wasn't time for him to be known as Christ, the Son of the living God. Not yet. And sweet friend, before we go, if you do not know Jesus, this wonderful, wonderful Jesus who died just for you, and you would like to know him as your very own Lord and Savior, would you please pray the following prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, I would like Jesus to come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Your word says in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 10, that if I confess out loud, Jesus is my Lord, and believe in my heart, God raised him from the dead, I shall be saved. For it is with my heart that I believe and am justified, just as if I never sinned. And it is with my mouth that I confess and I am saved. Please, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Please be my Lord and my Savior. I repent for the wrong life I have lived until now. I choose you and will live for you all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I love you. In Jesus' name. Amen. You are now his child. All heaven is jumping up and down and dancing because you received Jesus into your very own heart, sweet friend. Tell someone you just received Jesus and find a great Christian church and grow in him. He loves you and desires worship from your heart each and every day. You are so precious to him. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Blessings to you.